Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Out of Order. My name is Alexa Febres, and with my co-host,
Kaya Wiesenauer.
I hope you guys are having a great day. Today is a very special episode.
Today we'll be talking about the movie Zathura. Just some fun facts and everything about the actors, the special effects, the music, the director, everything. You'll see.
Let's get right in.
I've been bamboozled.
Frankly, a beast.
Something no one wants to hear.
Columbia Pictures presents a new adventure from the world of Jumanji.
What does it say? We go home when we're finished.
It's Meteor! Take a race in action!
And the adventure is just beginning.
Looks like you got a pretty serious Zorgon problem.
What do they eat?
Meat.
Zathura.
So just to give you guys a brief summary, the movie Zathura is a movie about two brothers, Walter and Danny, who all because of a little fight end up trapped in outer space with their sister Lisa and an abandoned astronaut who knows a lot about the game. While trapped in space, the four face deadly challenges and thrilling quests they have never had to face before.
In the beginning, it starts out with a 5-minute intro introducing the actors and just playing the music. Then it shows Walter and Danny arguing about how they both want to spend time with their dad, since they never get to because their parents are divorced. During the argument, Danny ends up in the basement and finds the game Zathura.
Then they start to play the game and realize that this is no ordinary game because of the 40-foot robot that shows up out of nowhere, and then the meteor showers with the stranded astronaut showing up at the door and their sister frozen in chronic sleep, and find out that the only way for everything to go back to normal is to finish the game.
As this is all happening, Zorgons, lizard-like aliens that are like 6 feet tall and eat meat, show up and try to take over the house. During this shocking turn of events, Walter finds out some secrets about the astronaut and the reason why he is stranded in outer space.
Then the four greatly defeat the Zorgons, and Danny ends up winning the game, and they have a happily ever after life.
So what we didn't say in the summary was about what the characters' personalities are. Like, Lisa, she's stereotypical, basically. She's like, a snotty teen. What are you kids doing out of bed? You know. And Danny is this sweet little boy. He's kind of awkward. I love him, though.
Yeah, he's the cute little brother that's innocent and yeah. Acts like he did nothing wrong.
Doesn't act like it. He did do nothing wrong.
No, he actually does. He just doesn't say it. He's like, when he does, he's like, I'm sorry. He's like,
well,
10
probably,
times. That's
he probably
what I
doesn't mean to. Anyways, Walter is manipulative. I hate Walter. He's so mean to his brother. He is, like, so weirdly manipulative when, like, the astronaut comes in. And Walter's like, oh, I want you to leave. And for some reason, Danny's the only person to make the astronaut leave. Oh, it's because he pulled the card or something, and he's the only one that can make the astronaut leave, and Walter's just standing there in the scene being like, Danny, are you his brother or mine? And it's just so aggravating. I hate him.
I like Walter. He's just a normal brother. That's how my brother treats me. That's a normal brother thing.
What, to force you into doing something you don't want to do?
Yes.
To not give you a choice in life?
Yes.
What is... That is...
Yes.
So disgusting, and it makes me feel gross. I have an older brother, and we don't talk. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's not how... Okay. We obviously live different lives, so no one judge. All right. I like Walter's character. He's just a normal brother. He's kind of mean in like the beginning.
He's so pissy.
I think when he like. Brings the brother down to the basement, that's a little too much because there's like no light down there and like there's fire down there. You just send your little brother that's like 6 years old down in the basement with fire. That's smart.
I remember watching this movie when I was little, and I would think the astronaut was the coolest man in the world. I had like the biggest crush on this dude, and I watched it back and he's not that good looking, and I feel embarrassed.
I thought he was a normal person. I don't know. I didn't think too much about it. I thought they were all kind of normal. The movie was kind of relatable with the brothers and all. And some things I didn't like about the movie was, like, the beginning where it was, like, a 10-minute intro with, like, introducing, like, the characters. Like, didn't even, like, no one was talking or anything. It was just saying, like, the names of the characters and, like, the directions and stuff.
You mean the credits?
At the beginning?
Yeah, that's how a lot of movies...
I hate the movies that start like that. It's like, just get into the movie. No one cares that much about the directors.
I do. I really care about the directors and the costume designers and the makeup artists and everybody because they spend so much time.
That's true. I appreciate their work, but like at the time I don't want to watch names. I want to watch the movie.
I guess, but like it's like Jumanji, but instead of the game coming out to you, you are sucked into the game. Jumanji, the book. The author who wrote Jumanji also wrote Zathura, and he meant it as a sequel to the book. But the director who directed Zathura, the movie, did not want it to be associated with Jumanji at all, even though they basically have the same storyline. But, like, he wanted something different, especially when it comes to the special effects and the aliens and everything, because... In Jumanji, everything was CGI. Everything was computer generated. Like, you could tell. It does not age well. It probably didn't look that good.
It's also an older movie than Zathura. 5 years older than Zathura is.
Yeah, it is 5 years older than Zathura, but Zathura used older techniques. Like, they actually used puppets and, like, claymation and everything like that. They augmented different... puppets to make it look real, to have it be real and not computer generated. Like, the director specifically wanted that. Like, you know how in Ghostbusters, the first one, when the hellhound comes up, attacks the guy for the first time and he's stuck into the floor and you can obviously tell it's a puppet? It's stuff like that. It limits what they can do, but it looks more real, right? Like,
I have no idea. I've never seen Ghostbusters, the first one.
Okay, I'm trying to think of other movies with a puppet. Oh, Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, yeah.
The huge T-Rex was a puppet. It wasn't CGI, and that's why it still looks solid and good today. But there is this one scene where you can obviously tell the restrictions of the aliens... in the movie Zathura, where the two boys are trapped between a killer robot and the Zorgons?
Yeah, the Zorgons.
The Zorgons. And the two, they're like huge lizard people, and they're just standing in the doorway hissing menacingly as the boys are like trapped between this staircase. And it's kind of awkward because if you pay attention to the lizards, you can obviously tell, like, plot-wise, that it wouldn't make sense for them to just be standing there while the boys reprogram a robot to kill them. Setbacks. Not setbacks. Drawbacks.
Some things I noticed about the movie was that, like, mistakes they make, they walk into outer space and they don't die.
Oh, yeah, they shove a flaming couch into outer space. Yeah.
And they leave the doors open. And, like, they're worried about running out of air when there is no air. And how did the fire even start? Because you need air to start a fire.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that house isn't vacuum sealed. Wait, at the end of the movie, didn't it, like, wasn't it a twist that the board game was actually a black hole or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's how they ended it. That's how they got it to go back to normal. Instead of just, like, rewinding the whole movie, like it never happened or something to the kids. And they, like, don't remember. They just made it a black hole.
I'm actually kind of upset that they didn't give the astronaut a name.
That's because he was, he's Walter in the future. Remember? In the first time they played the game, Walter wished that his brother was gone. So, like, they get trapped in this time loop where older him, saves, the younger him from making the wish that he wishes Danny was gone.
Why does it always come back to timelines with this podcast?
I don't know. It's happened twice already, but like, it is what it is. I guess the whole world revolves around time.
Well, like, obviously.
That reminds me of like that Wonder Woman scene where she's like, "You let time control you." I always remember that. That's just like a good thing.
You let time control you.
Yeah, like you let that silly little watch control you or something.
I mean, like, people who say time is an illusion or time is a human construct, yeah, you can believe that as much as you want, but you still can't go back in time and fix all the mistakes you made. That's my rant. That's all I have.
So I have like a little list here of things I liked. I liked the when they fought over the TV, cause like he was like playing first. The Danny was playing video games on the TV, then Walter came in and like changed the TV into like whatever he wanted. He wanted to watch like sports or something, so he changed the channel and SpongeBob was on. And then Danny was like laughing at the SpongeBob. He didn't like argue about him changing the channel. He changed the channel again from SpongeBob to like some sports show, and he was like, "Hey, I'm watching that." And the brother was like, "I don't care, go lay down." He was like, "Go away." That was the best part of like the whole movie. So then Danny says like tartar sauce. Is that a line from SpongeBob?
It's a curse from SpongeBob, yeah.
Tartar sauce.
Yeah, it had, like, little bits of comedy in between, like, the serious moments. Like, okay, one of the themes through the entire movie is sibling fighting and how important your sibling is to you or to the game in that situation, because you cannot do somebody else's turn. Anyways, the entire theme throughout the movie is arguing. Like, sibling arguing. And they just kind of... not force comedy. I guess it's just relatable humor. I totally lost what I was going to say through...
You're good. It's fine. I think something that definitely popped out from this movie to me was the director is Jon Favreau. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name. He was in the Marvel series movies. His character was Happy, or he was Carl Casper from the movie Chef. I thought that was really interesting. I didn't even know he directed movies, but apparently he's directed like a lot of movies, and I had no idea about it.
Didn't he direct Revenge of the Sith?
I have no idea. He probably did. He's directed like 20 movies. I don't remember the names. He even directed Chef, the movie he played in.
Big mood. That is 100% a power play. I love that. People, I don't know. It's something so cute and endearing about that, where it's like the director is also a character. It's like Stan Lee appearing in the Marvel movies. It's like, yes. Okay, I cannot explain this. Jesus.
Stan Lee is like the best character. Okay, we're not talking about Marvel. I could literally go on all day about Marvel.
Isn't Stan Lee's character like canonically like an all-seeing god or something?
I don't know.
He's
in Guardians of the Galaxy though. He ends up talking to like Thanos' men. I remember that. He's like mopping the space rock or something.
Oh, wait. Wasn't he like... I saw a theory about this because he was talking to the headmaster, who is canonically, like, some kind of all-powerful god that, like, that's omnipresent at the same time in the comics. But some people theorize that Stan Lee was, like, a gatherer of information. Like, he was just supposed to observe, then report back to the headmaster during Ragnarok. You probably shouldn't talk about...
What are you talking about? I'm so confused.
What? Did you not see Ragnarok?
I did. He never talked to any headmaster. I didn't even
see him. The Grandmaster. Sorry.
I didn't even see him in Ragnarok. It must be at the end where I didn't see it or something.
He cuts Thor's hair, remember?
Oh, right. I remember that part. Yeah. But
whatever, we shouldn't really be talking about this.
Yeah. So that's it for today's episode of Out of Order. Thanks for listening for this episode today, guys. And
we'll be back soon with another episode, guys. Bye. Love you.
Peace.
Peace.